Joining me today from New York City, the impresario himself, Mr. Russell Simmons, next on the Culture Catch.
Day when I was chilling in Kentucky Fried Chicken, just minding my business, eating food and finger licking. This dude walked in, looking strange and kind of funny. Went up to the front with a menu and his money. He didn't walk straight, kind of side to side. He asked this old lady,
"Yo, yo, is this Kentucky Fried?"
The lady said, "Yeah," smiled, and he smiled back. He gave a quarter and his order.
Small fried.
Big Mac!
You be illin'. Yo, illin'. What you tell that kid? You be illin'. Illin'. You be illin'. Illin'. You be illin'.
Today's show is brought to you by our friends at Monster Cable, makers of the finest cables for your home theater systems, stereos, even cell phones. Check them out at monstercable.com. Joining us today on the Culture Catch, we're very honored to have Russell Simmons. I know I've been chasing you down, but you're a busy, busy man. And Jody has been very patient through all of this, as have you. But thank you for joining me today.
I have been swamped. I think I promised too many people.
Yeah, they're not enough hours, right?
That's right.
Well, you get to a certain level of success, and you just, like, how do you regiment your time?
Truth is that, you know, each of us, you know, as a full day, I mean, there's no difference between, you know, a person who's got, you know, 500 employees and goes to work all day and a person who's sweeping the street. We have a commitment to live up to, and we go do the best we can. So whether we're responsible for other people's jobs or responsible for our own, we still put in, you know, an honest day's work. So I don't think I think I must have taken too much crack when I was a child. I want to start over. I got so much shit going on. There's lawsuits. I'm sorry. There's all kinds of shit going on. I'm not discussing it.
You're in shock.
I'm never in a lawsuit. Yeah. But I mean, there's discussions.
But there's always.
There's discussions of litigation.
Sure.
There's misrepresentations of Brent. So there's various different things are going on right now. So I have to clear my head in order to talk to you. I guess Jody told me this was about the book, right?
We can talk about whatever you want to.
No, I know that. Yeah. I know that. But I'm trying to say, what am I doing now? You said, what's the truth am I spitting? I said, oh, my God, I got 7 calls on hold. I told them all. You asked me, what truth am I spitting today?
Yeah.
I change subjects all the time.
Sure.
We have a film company, a television company, a record company, a clothing company. Well, we have four clothing companies. We have, you know, beds and bags and belts and lingerie and fragrance and different things in the clothing company and then furniture and stuff. But then we also have, a whole floor full of people who work in underwriting different programs, whether it's, you know, social, political, or philanthropic. Mostly philanthropic stuff is done down there, Rush Community Affairs.
Right.
And so the Foundation for Ethnic Understanding, we're just trying to decide what day is Brotherhood Day for Muslims and Jews. And that's a big investment in time, because that's a thing that I care a lot about. We have a huge anti-Semitism campaign. Our job is to create also an Islamophobia campaign, because that's got to be the quickest form of spreading form of hate you can find, you know, in terms of mass. So that's that discussion, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, a dialogue between Muslims and Jews. That's one thing. And then we have Diamond Empowerment Fund, which is a brand new foundation, and through this bracelet, and this is yours.
Ah, thank you.
This bracelet.
I came bearing gifts too, which I'll show you after.
All right, well, this bracelet's Malachi beads in South Africa. It's a 1-carat diamond. The idea is to sell this bracelet in Zales and Fortune Off and Kay's and Gordon's and Macy's and other stores and raise $35 million for the school in Africa, which is called CEDA.
Thank you.
There are 3,300 yogis in that school.
Right.
Right, so that's for the CEDA Institute. In South Africa, there's 3,300 college students who need an endowment for their school.
Right.
And then we have the Hip Hop Summit Action Network, which has to go back after the state government to continue to reform the drug laws, which is a brand new initiative started this morning, because it seems that even though Elliot Spitzer was elected on this platform, he and Andrew Cuomo was part of our protest, it seems that they're not really responding to the call to change the drug laws, which is critical for all of us, you know. building jail cultures and communities, because we're locking up non-violent first-time offenders for, you know, huge amounts of time. So they knew that before they got elected. They haven't acted as if they know that now. Also, the Hip Hop Summit and Action Network has to register another 1 million voters, at least. That's our mission, to register 1 million voters. So we have to get to work on that. Also, we do our financial literacy stuff. So we just had a meeting about those subjects. But then there's the Rush Philanthropic Art Foundation, which has a fundraiser coming up right now. And today they need it. Today they need an honoree. And we confirmed this morning that Heather Graham will, along with Gabrielle Union, host a party. But I got to finish, because it always sells out. It's in the Hamptons.
Right.
It's a big event, probably the best event in the Hamptons.
I got the press release on it. It's
right.
Fantastic.
But we don't have a lead, like, honoree.
In other words,
we only have a famous person we honor. I mean, the famous people come, but we don't know who the famous person to honor is, but it'll sell out anyway.
Right.
It's a very important organization. We underwrite art education opportunities for inner city school kids. And then we need to get our invitations together for the Happy Hearts Foundation. That thing is going out, but that's not until September. So we have time. That event is in September.
Right.
So anyway, this is some of the work that we're doing here on the 42nd floor. On the 43rd floor, of course, you see this is all the fashion stuff. And it's all being revamped. There's my wife and she does a lot of other stuff. And then we have a film and television department. We're shooting brand new 16 episodes of Run's House. And we're taking Run to Africa. We're taking him to Africa.
That's great.
For four episodes, we hope.
All right.
Because, you know, that Diamond Empowerment Fund that I was talking about.
Sure.
You know, we're doing a whole brown collection to go along with the green collection that Justine is doing. And also we have this Arthur Ashe Foundation issue. And we want the Arthur Ashe sneakers to sell. So we're going to open an Arthur Ashe Center while we're in Africa. Anyway, we're shooting 16 Run's House episodes. Then we're shooting New Deaf Comedy Jam, and we're shooting them with the troops.
Ah, great.
Right. And then we're shooting Deaf Poetry Jam, and we're shooting that at prison. A lot of great poets in prison.
A lot of time.
You know, so yeah. So
lots of artists.
Lots of great artists in prison, of course. So then we're doing Deaf Poetry Jam in prison. So there's lots of television and film stuff, but that's another.
That's another discussion.
Yeah, but we're launching now, finally, after 2 years of preparation, a big investment. Our internet investment is to Godfather, or to bring all the sites together to kind of complement or promote each of the websites that promote this kind of culture, and also to connect people, because when young people are connected, they move mountains, you know, because they're so much smarter. The poets, especially the artists, are so much smarter and conscious when it comes to, you know, our real purpose. You know, they all know that a little bit of silence is golden. They all know that from that silence is all the answers, as opposed to all the noise that's confusing so many of us. So that idea of connecting young people, that's the most yogic thing I could think of, I think. And
Stop you? I want to ask you about that, because when I interviewed Lynch, and I've been practicing Taoist meditation and Tai Chi for 20 years, Lynch is way into TM, as you probably know, and he's got his David Lynch Transcendental Meditation Centers. You practice for 15, 16 years now.
How'd you know that?
Because I read your book.
Okay.
Plus,
You read my book?
Yes. Plus, I know your career arc, because we crossed paths ever so slightly back when I was managing the Nasty Boys out of Newark. Remember the Nasty Boys? They had the hip-hop hit list.
Yes.
You guys with Run and DMC were doing the Adidas campaign. We were just about to break with the Reebok around the same time.
Right.
We didn't have the great single. And I had Fred Schneider, the B-52s, on their single. Almost got there. And then my friend Stu Fine, who started Wild Pitch, we formed a company.
I
found Keithy from Gangstar. Hip hop really hit me because it was the next big thing in music. So we flirted with maybe signing with you guys. Then Tom Silverman jumped into the ship, and we almost did a deal with them. And we did a remake of an old Joe Tech song, I Gotcha. I still have all that vinyl. It's crazy stuff. But anyway, you got into slowing your life down, which is what we're talking about. It's finding that essence.
Slowing your life down. That's the best thing I heard yet.
Well, that's what we do with Tai Chi, and you do it in meditation. Well,
of course you
do.
In moving meditation, right? We want to be in moving prayer, don't we?
Right.
The pursuit of nirvana.
Right.
When we're shocked into presence. But it's good when you know, when you're conscious of what it is you're searching for. Not only from a physical standpoint that you can see the miracles unfolding, but from a spiritual standpoint, when we learn to have faith in these basic ideas, the ones that were promoted to us from, you know, all the same suspects, you know, Muhammad, Abraham, Lord Buddha, Jesus Christ, Patanjali, they said both the Yoga Sutras. But all of these prophets said the same thing over and over again. And then your parents tell you the shit and you still don't believe it.
Right.
You know, and not only the preacher tell you, the prophets, and you know, everybody tells you the same thing. That the imagination is God, and that hard work, dedication, and faith, resilience and faith, is God realization. I mean, that's not a funny way of putting it, but that's what Eminem said. But I think if Yogananda said it first,
right.
Eminem said not quite in those words, but that's like the imagination is everything. And that's what kids have to be able to cultivate, that imagination. And we have to be able to see beyond the unconscious state that the adults are in, because it's difficult to get them to pay attention. So anyway, that's what all my philanthropic work does and some of the other stuff. But that you know, to practice love and to operate from that basic space. Talk about laws of attraction and all. There's nothing more attractive than a person operating from a state of happiness or Christ consciousness or whatever. So this is what the you, and I talk about it in the book, the higher self. This
right.
is the space that we're all trying to cultivate a relationship with. When we are still and connected, then everything is possible. If you're fully still and fully connected, you don't need a body. Complete consciousness, and
yeah.
the world's in perfect order.
Right.
But in the short term, we want to put things in order, and we find that putting peaceful, loving things to work is part of the practice to still our mind, to give us the strength. So if we want to be good contributors, good givers, then we have to move towards that space. And all those, that's why my book is a business book. It's all those who are good givers are great getters. So the idea of giving and getting is a cycle of giving. So it makes you a good receiver. But never mind the toys you get, because you can get toys other ways.
Right.
When you're a good giver, when you give, without concern, and when you're fearless, then you become so attractive that you can promote miracles. Of course, that's most of us, between the imagination and completion of this dream, God tests us. He won't even test those. You're not even tested when you have that state that we're all aspiring to get to. But people, again, need to be reminded, because the practice for all of us is remembering. And to remember is the thing. To remember, even. That's the thing. When you can, more often than not, move in prayer. Because we forget all day. I forget every day.
Well, we say in Taoism, you're born a blank piece of paper, a child, the essence of all children. They're born pure, the soul. And then as you get older, all the marks on the paper start to define who you are. And then when you reach back in and find your enlightenment, you're trying to erase all of those marks that have smudged.
Well, you try to burn it all, of course.
Yeah,
you try to burn through all that stuff you learned, to unlearn that stuff,
exactly.
So you can remember
get
the truth.
Get back to the consciousness.
That's right.
How do you tap into it, though, Russell, when you look at the enormous weight that everyone feels from all of the negativity, from all of the false nonsense that we consume?
The practice is all of it making us better. The practice is to be able to take it in, but then breathe it out and be connected and smile and breathe. I mean, that's, how much can you take? So how do you take all those people that work for you? They always yelling and screaming, sometimes I can just watch them and smile and give them a response from an open heart and
right.
be okay. And they can all say, but the world's going to cave in, and say, no, I'm going to class. Well, you're in a class. The contracts will be here. Well, you can't sign them until I get back. Well, can I sign your name? Yeah, go ahead. No, I don't say that. Go ahead, I don't give a fuck. Sorry, whatever. Can I curse on your website?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Basically, don't give a fuck. That's the practice.
Right.
Be disconnected.
Right.
And be totally connected, because you...
And know thy nature. And when you know thy nature, that is... I mean, that's the essence of what I get from your book. Know who you are as an individual.
Well, do you, that title.
Do you,
that
right.
idea, yeah.
yeah.
It was called 12 Laws of Success. And Oprah didn't like the title. She called me up and told me that Do You was a better title. And it rang a bell so instantly. It was like, oh, yeah. Name of the second chapter, Do You.
Right.
So, it's a great title. She said, your title is corny. I think it's amazing. Oprah Winfrey can tell me I'm the godfather of hip-hop. What the fuck is going on? But it was funny that she said it, because she's right. It's much better. And that's what we want. We want to inspire people.
Right.
When we get to you is Atman, mm-hmm. Brahman. That's you, the highest.
Christ consciousness.
That's you.
That's you.
If you operate from there, anything is possible. You know a lot about this shit. It's the most basic thing. We all know it, can define it.
Yeah, well, it's, you got to practice them. You got to practice it. And they all overlap, because
hearing it means nothing.
No.
Feeling it for a second, the seconds we can, means everything. So, you know, you get shocked into presence now and then, you know, car accident or something.
Exactly. I like what you said about the gun. And, how, you know, when did Puffy feel the most present, right?
Bullets were probably moving real slow.
Bullets are moving super slow, like in The Matrix, right? Na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
That's awake.
Yeah, that's awakening. But you mentioned it for you, that moment in yoga. I had it when I did my first Tai Chi Nei Gong class, which are yoga moves. And you feel that, like, you've just hit that thing. You vibrate. And it's hard to explain until you've experienced it.
Yeah, of course it is. And but it's what we're all searching for. And it's when we're creative, when we laugh, when we do anything that is new or creative or fun, or when we feel inspired, it's the seconds of clarity, seconds of presence that we're searching for more of that allow us the freedom. We start laughing. I mean, after you start, the laugh might be provoked by something that shocks you into laughter. The second that you start to laugh, you're thinking about why it's funny. Mm-hmm. Why it's funny is not the point. You already know instinctively
right. What
it is that's opened you up. You know, that's the thing, you know, operating from thy will rather than the brain. You know, so thy will versus my will. The thy is the you that we refer to, the God inside you, the peace of God inside you that really does it all. So the more you're connected to that, obviously, the same rap, we're saying the same thing, but yeah. I just want to repeat it again, because
sure.
The only important thing that I know is that that's why I'm here, is to move towards that space. And lots of struggle will come and teach me more, but each obstacle is a teacher, each minute is a chance for more growth, and you have to remember that, because of course, like I said, we're all unconscious enough to forget most of the time. But to practice, like for instance, when I go to yoga, smile and breathe, every pose.
Right.
That's to practice, to remember to smile.
To smile and breathe, I know. And people forget breathing. We learned how to breathe as children. We came into the world. Watch a child breathe. I always say, people, how do you do yogic breathing? Watch a child breathe, because the diaphragm expands when they inhale and it contracts when they exhale. Just watch a sleeping baby. That's all you got to do, and that gets the breath deep.
Make me want to breathe. Could I forget?
We all do. You get caught up in,
your breath,
you know,
was your soundtrack all the time, and you could hear it.
I got my 6-year-old saying, breathe, don't forget to breathe, to his sister, you know, when she's all aggravated.
Good for you.
Yeah, and I was like, whoa, where did he pick that up?
Picked up from you.
Yeah. And I.
Good news. You can remind them of what they know.
Yeah.
Keep reminding them, they won't forget as much, you know. They'll be much safer and happier in their lifetime. So, all right, the book, I don't want to talk about too many businesses there, but lots of good businesses. They're all fun. And
well, I would rather have people get all of the meat and potatoes from the book.
Yeah, you know, the book tells all that crap. We could go
over
that.
We could go 2 hours.
About,
you know, I wanted to ask you something.
What's that?
At what point when you were doing music did you know you arrived? Was it Walk This Way? Was that the moment?
You don't fucking arrive. You arrive when they get on a plane, They said, we like your music in Amsterdam. Can you come? I said, I haven't been on a plane. I was on a plane and I arrived. And when I landed, and they said, what do you want, Mr. Simmons? I said, who? Mr. Simmons. And I was so confused. I said, I want some cocaine and some pussy. And I said,
this is before he awoken as spiritually.
Oh, yeah. I'm a vegan now.
Yeah.
This is 20-some-odd years ago, 30 years ago. But 29 years ago. So, yeah, that was what I said. I want some cocaine and some pussy. And it was so confusing because they said, yes, Mr. Simmons, we'll take you right now. So that was then, you know, but that was, I guess I thought I arrived, you know. I didn't,
right.
You know, things changed. I could have said I arrived when I, you know, I came sober 20 years ago now. Jesus Christ, 20? Wait a minute. No. Yeah, 20 years ago. Sober. Vegan for the last 9 years.
Right.
You know, I still eat fish when no one's looking. I try not to.
Sushi's hard to turn down, isn't it?
Well, no, I turn down every day. But lately, I've actually been very good. I have not even anything that I thought, no egg noodles, nothing. So I've been pretty good lately.
Wow.
But mostly, you know, I'm a vegan.
It's hard to be that, though, to be a vegan without having, I mean, people say like.
No, it's hard. I went to Cape Town seeing people. But then again, they were smiling. All the kids were so happy and sweet, living in the most, what we think are the most difficult place.
Right.
So I think the struggle of whether we're happy or not, and the struggle of whether we are rich or poor is in our mind a lot of times. Because in Cape Town, the people were not starving, but they were desperate for health care, desperate for more clean water, desperate for certain things. But still, the children had smiles on their faces not like Ming and Aoki were in the Hamptons the other day, and I had a party for kids, and some of the kids didn't show up, and they were very sad. Mm. What the hell are you sad about? There's the pool, there's the giraffe, there's, you know. Aren't you happy?
Right.
So, but kids, you know, they and all of us like the kids, exactly, want our new cookie. Exact same thing, you know. The
right.
kid thinks it's important to get their cookie. You think it's important you sell another company. None of it matters.
Right.
You know, I mean, the cookie, I guess, is probably better than selling the company. But it's all short term, and none of it really, and the happiness from it, it comes for a second. I mean, just a second. Goes right away. So that's what it is. You know, we're all here searching for consciousness,
sure.
which you said. Did I get off subject?
Well, I got you.
I've been sober for 20 years. I still don't remember shit.
But that's all right, because I was prompting you into
all
the
green
music
juice,
side. I always try to bring it into music and then bring it back full circle. But that's quite all right. You know, you told me about how you arrived, and you know, and then obviously
I arrived when I saw Eddie Cheever performing, and I wasn't even in the rap business.
Really?
I arrived when I stopped selling drugs. I arrived when I, you know, got my record deal. I arrived when, you know, somebody,
your mentors came along,
and I really arrived when I came out of my first yoga class. 15
right.
years ago. I arrived, you know, and I arrived each 5-second interval to a new presence, you know, a new idea. So every five, so a neurologist said, it's new shit I just heard. Check this out.
Okay.
That you have 5-second intervals.
Of thought?
That matter. In other words, you know,
right.
want to be present. I used
right.
to think presence comes in a second, you
right.
know?
Right.
Like I'm shocked into presence.
Right.
I see presence. In meditation, you have second after second. But no, it's 5 seconds.
Wow.
The neurologist said, I said, that sounds great. I mean, I
didn't
even
hear from him. That's a lifetime, yeah, 5 seconds.
That's
man.
The lifetime, 5 seconds.
Yeah.
So, you know, he said it was Alan Alda, really. He said that a neurologist said it. I was on a book panel.
Uh-huh.
And he was moderating the panel. He
right.
said that shit. I said, stuck it.
5 seconds.
So, I mean, so on that, I built my whole like speech about my book. I said, 5 seconds. So I just heard this, and then I started talking about the
yeah,
book.
Sure.
But that's what it's about. Because we all want, to, you know, each time it's 5 seconds starts over, you start over. So it's amazing you can remember from 1 5-second to the next. You know, that stuff that's not important now.
Right, right.
You know, it's not only in the second is it important, these 5 seconds, is it critical? And it's not, you know, you decide if you want to. So anyway, you see, you got me all in this talk about stuff that most people get
metaphysical.
Headache. Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit to everybody. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, but you know
they
what?
They want to hear about the Diamond Empowerment Fund and raise. I need to buy this bracelet at Simmons Jewelry Company.com
right.
and help those children in Africa. SimmonsJewelryCo.com.
Thank you, Jody.
Right, and they want to hear about the Rush Foundation event in the Hamptons, which is July 28th.
Ivanka Trump.
What about her? She's co-chair along with L.A. Uh-huh. Reid. But what else?
Damon Dash and Rachel.
Culture Cash will be there too.
Yeah, you'll be there.
Yeah,
all good. You'll be there. So
well, Richard's got a place out there.
Oh, so we go to Richard's crib.
Yeah.
All right. We'll park some cars at Richard's crib. We have a separate party there. No, lots of people like Heather Graham has agreed to go along with Gabrielle. I just said that because you just told me. Those two would host the after party. That's nice, right? And they also would probably host, help us with the auction. Kamora would probably do the auction. But, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun people.
Yeah.
But they need one big celebrity, they say.
Well, we'll help. We'll do. You know, Culture Catch might be able to help. Yeah?
I was going to say a lot
more
about that.
Events, and we've got all these guys in our back pocket now, like Monster Cable and Verizon Wireless. We're doing this whole crazy thing now where you get a text message and it tells you where our next event is, but you got to opt in with your Verizon, so it's a secret. So let's say we did a concert with you, and we say, like, in August, we're going to do this thing with Rush. Culture Catch and Rush are going to present a concert. We're not going to tell you the date or the time, but the first 700 people who show up at the Apollo Theater, they're going to get pinged, you know, because we're going to have this database. We'll get your database, our
ping?
Data. Pinged. You know, text message pings you.
Oh.
I thought
a ping would.
And then we'll say.
You're going to an internet.
Yeah, we're gonna hook you into this. We're gonna give you another 5-second interval of internet.
Ping? That
ping.
What they call it?
Yeah. When you get a text message, you get pinged, or you send an email, you ping somebody.
I know.
That's the nomenclature.
That's the new shit.
Exactly. You might co-op it and then you can use it to have a rap built around it, whatever we want to do.
I'll ping you?
Ping you.
All right.
You haven't heard that?
I hadn't
Maybe
heard
it's
yet.
A real white boy thing. I know, Jody, you've heard it.
I don't
it,
like
ping.
People say white boy thing, because I know more white people than you.
I know.
I do. I bet you I personally have more white, not a
you know what? We
you seem
we
like a
friends.
Nice guy. You got a lot of friends.
I got a lot of friends.
I ain't gonna argue who got more friends.
We all have good friends.
Who got more white friends?
We all have good friends. How's that?
Huh? I got more Indian friends than you.
We got to wrap it
I have
up.
More Indian friends than you.
Native American Indian friends or India?
Either one.
India?
Either one.
I don't know, man. We may have to go through lists.
All right. Well, wait, but,
we'll have to do a dinner party.
Well, let's just. I got more black friends than you. I got Jinx the Juvie right there.
All right.
This is my son right there.
All right. Hey, man. How are you? Joe, do we have to wrap up? Can we do part two another at a future
date? We should do part two, but wait a minute. You're going to do this anyway. Yeah, edit this in, right?
Look, man. Look at this. Do you?
Right. That's what it is. That's what it is right there.
Shameless promotion from Russell Simmons. Can you imagine this guy?
No, but I want to sell consciousness. I'm not going to make enough for one of Kid Mora's earrings, even after the books. It's a bestseller, by the way, in New York Times.
Thank you.
If everybody buys the book, I couldn't buy an earring for Kimora. I don't think that's fair to say that I'm shameless. This is about consciousness.
It is consciousness.
And I hope. I mean, not only this book, but I'm restating the obvious,
But, you know, like everyone's all hung up on the secret.
There's no secret without God.
No.
The secret is right here.
Know thy
source.
Nature, man.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Know who you are.
Right.
Get there.
And from there, all miracles come. Thank you.
Russell.
It was a pleasure, man.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thank you.
Day when I was chilling in Kentucky Fried Chicken, just minding my business, eating food and finger licking. This dude walked in looking strange and kind of funny, went up to the front with a menu and his money. He didn't walk straight, kind of side to side. He asked this old lady,
"Yo, is this Kentucky Fried?"
The lady said, "Yeah," smiling. He smiled back. He gave a quarter and his order.
Small fried
Big Mac.
You be illin', yo, illin'. What you tell that kid? You be illin', illin'. You be illin', illin'. You be illin'.
You finally wake up. Doc's gone to town. Round his back, through the hoop. Then you scream,
touchdown!
You be illin', illin'. You be illin', illin'. You be illin', illin'.
Don't you tell that kid?
You be illin'. The other day around the way, I seen you illin' at a party.
Took as a skunk, you illin' pocket.
Your breath and then she left you standing in your illin' stand. You be illin', illin'. You know what your problem is? You be illin',
yo, what did you tell that kid?
You be illin', illin'. You be illin', illin'.
Dinner,
you ate it, there is none left. It was salty
with butter and it was death.
You proceeded to eat it cause you was in the mood. But hopes you did not read it was a can of dog food. You be illin', illin',
illin'.
You be illin', illin'. You be illin', illin'.
Yo, what are you doing?
You be illin'. You be illin', illin'. You be illin', illin'. You be illin'.
Yo,
you be illin'.
You be
illin'. Illin'.
Who, me?
You be illin'.
You be
illin'.
That was Run DMC, You Be Illin', from the Raising Hell CD. I want to thank today's guest, Mr. Russell Simmons, and our sponsor, Monster Cable. For the finest audio connections, go to monstercable.com. This is Dusty Wright for the Culture Catch. Converge is the word.